Ingen var jeg smule lang, og nogen er svært på det her, så jeg synes, at det er det, så der er der en af særligt, og det nothing. Han er kommet further along, and I saw a very sweet lady, very pretty woman she was, I thought, anyway. She couldn't look to more about 28, 30, standing in a little gate. That's the first house that I've seen with a gate, by the way. All the others seem to have no entrances, no gates. They just walked up in a little path to the front door or something. But this one had got sort of, it's on the end of a wall out, I'd walked quite a while, and there's just sort of fence around it. And I thought, well, it seems a bit odd, you know, after all the other houses being free of fences, man. Anyway, this is an old lady, this little woman, you know, she was standing there. And funny thing about her was she looked young, and yeah, I felt she was old. Sounds stupid, I know, but yeah. But she was doing over the skate, and as I came to her, she sort of smiled, you know. I thought, well, I don't know. She seemed to be the only one. I stopped, and she said, you're looking for something, Sonny. I thought, bloody. I said, yes, well, sort of, you know, don't quite know what's happening or where I am. Oh, she says, that's all right, Sonny, I've been waiting for you, come in. So I thought, well, I've got nothing to lose, you know, so I'll go in. So this is someone to talk to. She took me into the front, but I suppose you'd call it a parlor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little room it was, very nice. Chintzy curtains and chairs, and she all looked very homely. There was a cat sitting in one chair, a beautiful black cat. And I don't know, I thought, well, I don't know, cats can't be deep of cats. She says, come on, Sonny, sit down. So I sat down in the other chair with no cat. You see, so she said, would you like a drink? I thought, well, she's something like, you know, would you like a drink? I thought she's going to offer me a cup of tea or something. So I says, yes, I would, if you'd please, you know. So she said, what would you like? So I thought, well, I must go cagey, you know, and I looked as if I'd drink, you know. So I said, oh, I'd like a lemon, see. She says, would you? She says, all right. So she goes out and comes back with grass and lemon. I thought, well, I don't know. So she says, you know, you don't need to worry about it, Sonny. I've been waiting for you. So I says, waiting for me? So she says, yes. So I didn't know what to say. I sort of sat there and she says, you know, you're dead. So I says, what? She says, you're dead. I says, come on, you know. I'm a little bit dead sitting in a room with a cat over there and drinking a glass of lemonade. And you're solid and real enough, how can I be dead? I said, I mean, it's all a bit strange. I said, at first I thought I was sort of having a dream or something. So she says, well, it's no dream, Sonny. She says, you're dead. So I says, well, if you say I'm dead, how'd I get here? So she says, well, that's all right. She says, I was thinking and praying for you. And I've been given charge of you. So I says, what do you mean, given charge of me? So she says, well, she says, when your ship went down, and it suddenly came to me when the ship went down, the last thing I remember, you know, was in the water, holding onto a part of wood. I don't know what part of the ship it was. Anyway, it was a bit of wood that I was clinging to, sort of thought it might hold me up, you know, but of course I realise it's hopeless now, but anyway, she says you were drowned. So I says, oh, and she says there's hundreds and hundreds of layers, she says, come over. So I says, oh, so she says, yes, and every one of those layers has got someone somewhere to look after them. Some have got their own people, relations or friends. Some have got other souls, and one who's in charge of you. She says, you didn't realize, she says, but you were directed. You thought you were walking on your own up the road, she says, but you wasn't. She says, you were being helped by inspiration from a soul whose job it is to help people when they come over suddenly like you did. So I says, oh, yeah, you know, sort of listening, I'm not quite taking it all in, you know. So I says, well, I don't understand this at all. So she says, oh, don't you worry. She says, you stay with me. I'll look after you. I'll be like your mum. So I thought, well, that's something, you know. And she started talking about my people. It rather shook me because she seemed to know all about my people, about my mum and dad and how they sort of separated, and about my sister who was but are you anyway related to us? And she says, well, not really, she says, but it was part of my job to know something about your people, being as though I had to look after you. And so I says, well, that's funny. I says, you say I've only just come over, how do you know about my lot, you know? So she says, oh, well, that's not difficult. It's only a matter of tuning in, she says. Tuning in, I says, sounds like the wireless. She says, oh, well, we can, she says, if we have any special reason for wanting to know about a particular person or person, she says, and it's a special work that we have to do, and we've got some sort of connection there that's necessary for us to know things, and we tune in. She says, no, later on, she says, not yet. She says, we'll go see your people. So I says, oh, that'll be nice. So she says, of course, she says, you know, they won't know you're dead. I mean, they won't know that you're there. They know you're dead, but they won't know that you're still alive, you know, that you can sort of watch them or go and see them, you know. So she says, you mustn't be too upset. No one takes any notice of you. So I says, oh. Well, I says, I did have an aunt who was a spiritualist. So she says, well, that's good. She says, perhaps we can get something through in that direction. You never know. We'll have to try her. She says, well, the time being, she says, you must try and be content to be here. She says, I've got a son on earth, she says, and one day when he comes over here, we should be together again. I expect we shall, she says. But in the meantime, she says, I'm going to look upon you as if you're my own son. And she says, I'm going to do all I can for you and try and make you happy, and you're not to worry, and you're not to sort of feel, you know, sort of alone or anything like that. She says, then later on, she says, when you've rested, she says, I think you should rest. She says, this has all been a bit of a shock for you. She says, I'll take you out and you'll be introduced to all sorts of interesting people in our community. So I says, oh, yes, that's very interesting.